Next case.
Case number 12840, Terry L. and Laura L. Lowry seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of Lakeshore Drive and Lakewood Drive within the Lockwood subdivision. The 91 address is 14 Lakeshore Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 186. The applicant is seeking a 23-foot, 7-inch variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing shed. We have 29 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Laura Lowry, 14 Lakeshore Drive in Lewis, Delaware.
Terry Lowry, 14 Lakeshore Drive, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I just have some additional papers that I want to
for y'all
to
give them to Ms. Norwood.
The reason we're asking for the variance is because our house, which was built by Class, he put our house facing Lakewood. Our address is Lakeshore. So, as you can see from those pictures, there was nowhere else for us to put our shed. So, we put it in a back corner. As you can see, it's a wonderful job that we did on it.
And we'll be getting a sewer in, so you can't use the lot for anything else back there in that corner because they're going to put a big, what do you call it, suction?
Holding.
Holding.
Yeah. So, and
not use that property for anything else once they put that in.
And on the other pictures that we submitted, I'm sorry, Terry, you could see in front of the shed where the sewer, I mean, where our septics are right now, there's like 3 containers out there, whatever they are.
Well, you certainly use nice paper to print those pictures out.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And where I put the shed, the HOA approved it.
Saw that.
And actually, it looks very nice. I put flowers around it, and we keep our property very nice. It doesn't hurt the neighborhood.
So my question is, why are you here? Were you given a...
Because we got a letter saying that we needed to apply for a variance for where our shed is, because Lake Shore is actually our address, but our house faces a lot Lakewood.
So did somebody complain or?
I guess somebody. No.
One of your.
If you would like to come and testify, or you can come up after the fact.
Was a young lady driving through, I guess, worked for Sussex County. That's who called it.
Understand now.
Sworn in.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in, ma'am.
Sure.
Can you state your name and address?
Hi, I'm Gail Launay Tarlecki, 18226 Magnolia Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So I'm the community association manager, and I heard Mrs. Lowry speaking, and I can tell she's nervous as the day is long.
No need to be nervous here.
So I'm no stranger, because once upon a time, Mr. Linnae and I were here getting a variance, so I know y'all are amenable to listening. So this afternoon, Mrs. Lowry and I went out, and she went out and took pictures. That's why they're on nice heavy paper. I printed them. I knew they were going to make their way around here. The developer is Ryan Class. The community was turned over in 1974. There is an addressing problem on that house that's been there. I've been managing for 4 years. The house faces and fronts on Lakewood Avenue. For some reason or another, the frontage is considered Lake Shore, which doesn't make sense to anybody, but once upon a time, there might have been a little confusion in the early development days. So one of the neighbors in the association has been slightly troublesome to the county, and so we're regularly visited by the constable, by building officials, and there are still lots that are being developed. So on a drive-through, it was noted that the shed was not facing Lake Shore Avenue, and the address is Lake Shore Avenue. And so that was how the owners were dinged, so to speak. They had no idea. The community had no idea. There was no complaint, no objection. Their house is beautiful. They are wonderful. They're the owners you want to have in the community you manage. I just want to say that. So, and you can even see, if you look at this in a long view where I kind of put two of the pictures together, and those are the wrong ones. Wait a minute. Let me do this one. You can kind of see that the shed, as it sits, actually faces in the same direction as their house. There's another picture here. If you go out on Lakeshore Avenue, you can see that the shed is surrounded by landscaping, so it's absolutely not offensive to anybody on Lakeshore Drive. This entire, you know, mess for them has caused them a great deal of stress and angst, and truthfully, I think it was an earnest mistake by all. Not even really sure why they need a variance, but here we all sit, and you know, if there are any questions I can ask on behalf of the answer on behalf of the Homeowners Association, we did approve an architectural application that was submitted with their with their plat map, and when I looked at it, I can honestly tell you, it didn't look like it was bothering anybody or anything. They went to the building office and got their permit. Nobody said, hey, geez, this is wrong. And so we all believed in good faith that we were doing the right thing. I approved it, and did you send that, give them the copy of the letter? I can also give you a copy. Okay. So the association actually has a signed letter which backs their desire to have the shed. The shed itself, Mr. Lowry put up himself. It's a beautiful shed. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Seems to me that this should be small.
Questions?
No entrances off of Lake Shore.
Nothing. No access.
Everything's from the lake.
Wood. Isn't that confusing?
So from the edge of approximation here, from the edge of paving of Lake Shore to your shed, closest corner, about how far do you think that would be?
From where to where?
So from when you look at the corner of the property, see where that little arrow is there? And this is approximately where your shed is.
Off the road.
Right here. They want to know how far from here to there. Their community says that there's a 15-foot easement on the from the road to their property where they can build. That's in their association documents. So
from
this
the side of the road to the shed, so probably 20-some feet.
So I think you're confusing Mr. Williamson's question.
Okay.
So there's a setback from your property line. That's what the county cares about when we talk about what a variance is needed. But there appears to, from the survey that we have, appears to be a gap between the edge of paving of Lakeshore Drive and that property line. So the question is, how far of a gap is there between the edge of paving of the road and your property line?
Probably 20 feet at least.
Okay. And then your property line begins, and, and then how far is the shed from your property line?
On the 6 foot.
Okay.
What kind of foundation is the shed on?
Concrete. One of the sheds you just put together.
Sure.
You know, whatever it's made of.
Understand. Any other questions?
How far is the shed from your property line on the rear where it says lot 26B behind you?
From our neighbor, you mean?
Yes. How far from, how far is the shed from that rear property? It's, I guess it's the side, but for you, it's the rear.
Right. How far is it, Terry? From where you put the shed in and the neighbors?
6 foot.
About 6 foot off of that property.
Yeah, they wanted a five. Association wanted me to put it five. Well, it was five, but I made it so it was six.
Okay, okay, so about 6 foot both ways.
Right. And okay. See, actually behind us too, well, she, a lady lives in there, didn't put them in, but there's a row of pine trees that runs the whole back side of her property, but he planted them close to the line, so about half a tree on my side. So I lose, you know, the ground there, but couldn't put the shed on.
How did you measure or determine that you're 6 feet off of the property line? Is there a pin or something you found?
Yeah, pins there.
So you found the pin and
I marked all the pins as soon as I got the property.
Okay, so you can see exactly where your corners are?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
I just want to understand, Ms. Norwood, what do we have as the variance needed for this one? Because the drawing we have doesn't give a lot of insight there.
23 feet 7 inches is okay. The request.
All right, so that's where you were saying it's about 6 feet from your property line. All right, how big is this shed?
8 by 16,
I think. I gave the picture up there. The
permit
shed
says 8 by 15. I got a permit in 2021, and I was looking at the permit. I think when the permit was placed, permit was never closed out. It looks like staff was going through old permits and went out, and that's probably when the county picked up that it wasn't meeting.
And you had mentioned there was a holding tank that's either, is it on the property or is it going on the property?
Sure tank.
Mm-hmm. Where are they located? Are they behind the house?
One corner of the house, that corner.
So that limits where you'd be able to effectively put. You can go up there and show us if it's easier.
The tank is shed like right in here.
I have these pictures here with that would help me out. There were the pictures we submitted to.
Mm-hmm. So along kind of parallel to Lakeshore Drive is where that.
Right.
Holding the part of your septic tank is, and the other is on the, looks like the southwest corner of your house would be the, where the septic tank is
right.
Also. So you couldn't put a shed in that area. Okay.
They were on your pictures. I have pictures of where the.
Oh yeah, there they are.
I think we have them in our packet.
Okay.
I have no further questions, Mr.
Thank you. Sure, Mr. Williamson.
How long was this? How long was this building there before this issue was picked up? So how long was the shed there?
The shed's been there probably 2 to 3 years.
I'm not exactly
before,
sure.
Before this issue?
Yeah.
Okay. No complaints?
No.
Up
no.
To that point. Okay.
No,
you.
In fact, we've got owners from the community that are praying for us behind us.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Thank you. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? If you may, if you're here, you can just raise your hand. And,
oh, okay.
And
I'll just,
you're here in favor of this case?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you wish to testify?
I'll just say,
well,
We'll have to have you sworn in and
Okay.
get your name. So your name and address for the record?
Susan Greco, 39 Lakewood Drive, Lewis.
And you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
Terry and Laura's property is nothing but an asset to the neighborhood. It's always neat, it's always clean, and it's an adorable little shed.
Thank you. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12840 for Terry and Laura Lowry?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12840 for Mr. Terry and Laura Lowry and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12840 for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the property has unique physical conditions, being a corner lot. Due to such physical conditions, or there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too. So they vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Case number 12840.